While the antimicrobial properties of honey are becoming well known, a new study shows that's not the only bodily fluid with infection-fighting power that bees are capable of producing. Scientists at the University of Western Australia have proven male honeybee drones have a hidden weapon in the fight against a common disease. Clint Jasper has more.
Without honeybees and the pollination services they provide, the fresh food section of the supermarket would look pretty bare. That's why biosecurity tops the list of concerns for Australian beekeepers working to keep their hives free of diseases. The fungal pathogen Nosema apis is a common feature of many beehives, and it's one of the most common bee diseases in Australia.
Basically, where you have bees, you have the disease, and it normally is not a parasite that kills a lot of hives, but when it's in combination with other stress factors, so the bees have another disease, or they don't find food, or the weather is bad, Nosema can take over, and then it can actually cause quite a lot of harm. So the beekeepers every now and then report problems with this fungus. And in other parts of the world, people have linked Nosema infections with dramatic declines, which sometimes are referred to colony collapse.
Dr. Boris Baer from UWA's Centre for Integrated Bee Research says scientists were alarmed when they first discovered the fungal spores could be sexually transmitted. But now scientists have revealed the seminal fluid of bees is highly efficient at combating infection from the fungus.
So there are molecules in the seminal fluid, and they are able to recognise the fungus and kill them off. And they do that very efficiently. So 80-90% of the spores are normally killed in that process.
To arrive at the discovery, Dr. Baer and his team placed 200 male drones in a cage, allowing them to fly for 10 minutes before gassing them with chloroform to induce ejaculation. They got the fungus from hives with known infections of Nosema apis.
So it took us 4 or 5 years to get this off the ground. But what we were able to develop is a new technique where we can actually see whether the fungal spores are happy or unhappy. So happy fungal spores, they have a green color, we can color them green, and unhappy spores, which are dead, they are colored red. And with that technique, we could actually now collect the seminal fluid and we could present it to these spores, and that allowed us then to distinguish or to kind of measure the killing rate of seminal fluid on these spores.
It's been assumed for a long time that the immune system of social insects like ants, wasps and bees is fairly primitive, but this research says otherwise.
What we show here, and I think that is what excites me really, is that the bee can strike back. So it has like an immune system that is active and that can, to a certain degree, control infections.
Now they have a better understanding of the molecules and mechanisms involved in combating this infection. The researchers hope they can seek out and breed more tolerant bees. Later down the line, they hope this research could help breed more tolerance to one of the Australian industry's most feared pests.
The most kind of notorious and famous one is, for example, the varroa mite. So we already have initiated research in that area to kind of find bees that have natural levels of tolerance against these diseases and use the approaches that we use here in the long term to safeguard bees and also their pollination services.
The paper is published in the Proceedings of the Royal Society Bee today.
In fairness, I did warn you what was coming. That was Clint Jasper reporting. And if you are interested, there is more on the Rural website.